There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Hey. Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. Welcome, friends, to the Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota. 7 o'clock hour, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, The Plowhawk in Action, Jackson with you on a radio program that welcomes you to participate by texting in the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, 314-881-TMA5, by calling in 636-9004, TMA, the Callier and Thompson phone lines, and by emailing in the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Doug, welcome to Plowhawk's final show. Tributes coming in from all over the broadcasting community today.
Yeah. I forgot until I walked in today and saw him again. I was going to bring him like a dozen maple syrup-covered Long Johns and forgot to do it because I was running late. I was going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
You are. I told you when you told me that, I said it's the thought that counts, Doug, and that's what matters.
Well, do you have any donuts? Do you have any treats?
I have
Did
a
you
nice...
Bring in the, what, you were going to bring a maple Long John?
I have two honey buns, three oatmeal cream pies, two Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos!
That could get you through.
I like that. Dunkaroos!
Got a 30 brick at Costco a few weeks ago.
Just the oatmeal cream pies would get most gentlemen through a three-hour show.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, I get here so early.
Wash it down with something.
Yeah. Well, you probably have a soda, carbonated beverage.
I usually dip mine in my yogurt.
Plowhawk, your emotions here as the final show has arrived and the tributes begin coming in. Karen Foss is on the line.
Oh, wish you really. It's going to be like, this is your life, Karen Atkins.
No, it's a lot of different emotions. Super excited about, you know, the next venture in life, obviously. It's, you know, the
unknown. Do you
start
on Monday?
I do. I know, no, you know, no rest for the weary. I'm ready to go.
Oh, really?
Certainly going to miss coming here every day and doing the show. It still, I don't know, hasn't really kicked in that, you know, I won't be doing this.
Yeah. But you are happy to be putting us in the rearview mirror?
I wouldn't put it that way at all. And we're friends, Doug. So we
co-workers
obviously will have
what Doug says. Yeah. Doug says coworkers.
Yeah, coworkers.
We will have contact outside of the show, obviously. And some, most of the listeners have my number or contact information. So if you miss me, I'm one call, one message away. But I'm very emotional leaving the show. I've done this, and I've talked about it a bunch. Like, my whole life kind of is surrounded by the show. Like, a lot of my successes, and I would say maybe successes in quotation marks in life are mainly due to being on this program. Like I said, without this show, I wouldn't even be in St. Louis. The 90-some-odd people that, I'm good friends with from this show, I would have never met. You know what I mean? And all the fun adventures we went on, I was able to, you know, go to spring training, travel as much as I did, first time out of the country with Hubbard. Probably wouldn't have done that for a long period of time if it wasn't for these opportunities. So I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the nitwittery, all that stuff, man. We had some good times.
Doug, admit it. Admit we had some good times.
We had some times.
That. Yeah. Damn it.
We almost died in the Everglades.
We did.
That was a wild boar?
Sure.
I was some
sort of dinosaur that was still alive.
I was a little young radio pup then, too. I think that was year one or year two.
And Iggy brought in some fish, so I thought we could put some fish in the microwave so on your first and last day, we could just kind of leave your scent behind.
Got to leave my mark, as dogs do on their walks.
Tributes are going to be coming in throughout the course of this broadcast today, and it's going to be emotional. But tears. Yet, Doug, you said you thought it would be magical over the next 3 hours.
Well, I don't know, magical, really.
Chairman Stephen Wildwood wants to begin the magic.
Good.
He is the Milagro Tequila listener of the year. He's my pick to win the Jay Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. More on the conditions for Sunday coming up here in the Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. But we welcome Stephen Wildwood, a chairman, to the Callier & Thompson phone lines. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, boys.
Oh, well, hello, Steve.
Like
hello.
Hello. Out of the gate.
He's in good voice.
I mean, I get it. You got to take the opportunity.
Oh, no.
Who the hell do you think you are? You think you're better than us? You can't even get the skeleton right. How are you going to make it in the real world? I hope when you get home today, those pit bulls turn on you. I hope on Sunday at game day, you blow away to the land of Oz. Jump on a donut. You're a lesbian stuck in a twink body.
Oh.
The passion there. Are you alive, Steve?
I understood like three of those words.
Oh, you did not like the mic drop.
No, it was a great mic drop, but it was coming in and out. I couldn't understand.
I love the tribute and the choking on the donut.
I'm barely here. Oh man, you should see all the spit on my phone.
I would love to, but I got to tell you, your phone is like cutting out every couple seconds, Steve.
Perhaps you overmodulated. You may have overmodulated. If you yell too loud, then it stops all the audio completely.
If you do it again, we're going to have to call paramedics.
Yeah, it was nice.
I'm sorry.
I did hear the fact that you called a lesbian.
I said, I hope your pit bulls turn on you when you get home. And I said, I hope you blow away to the land of Oz, the gateway. And then I called you a lesbian trapped in Twink's body.
Yeah, I did hear that one very vividly. Yeah, that one.
Ouch.
That one.
Ouch.
Actually, I love Lousy. He's like my bonus stepchild. And I'm missing, but I'm so happy for him. Plus, I'm not giving away too much to say that you'll be working downtown, am I?
No, I've already said I'll be close to Madison's office, so we're going to kind of get a carpool a few days a week, which would be nice.
Yeah. Can I get the rights to a vending machine in your office building?
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Daddy Padre is that.
As long as it's within, like, reaching distance of my desk, absolutely.
I'll put it on your desk. I don't care.
That worked perfectly. I work around the vending machine. That's how I typically work anyways.
That friggin' tapeworm's got to eat.
That's a great line. I may use that when I put on 18 to knock out Todd Reising.
That man, little tapeworm's got to eat, Doug.
Hey, Pawsey, I'm sorry about yesterday. We were going to play together, and then the spot got taken before you could get back to me. I hope I didn't mess you up.
No.
Got a lot of people getting invited to play golf.
And it was a great invite. I was, wasn't for sure if I was going to play because I wasn't sure my afternoon was looking like. So I took the dogs on a nice extended long walk, and I left my phone.
Oh, no.
And so when I got back, I saw the text, and I texted it back, and I thought he was mad at first. He goes, spot gone. It's like, oh, wow.
I was at a stoplight and had to do it really quick.
I figured it was a quick or you were doing voice detect. But nonetheless, it was a good invite. And obviously, I'll see Steve there on Sunday. Magical day going to be on Sunday.
Oh, Doug, the patrons are already lining up.
Okay.
Already sent my outfit out. Got it.
Can you give Doug a preview of the outfit?
It's definitely going to be three different shades of blue.
Oh, I like that.
And two different shirts.
And you laid it out like on the foot of the bed or something?
Yeah, already ironed it with a hair straightener because we don't have an iron.
So kidding me.
I took my pants and took a hair straightener. And just
you didn't. Does that work?
Oh, it worked like a charm,
yeah,
Doug.
Yeah, really. That's a good pro tip.
And also on your Holderness and Bourne patch on TMA, ever gets kind of wrinkly from the dryer. Just put the hair straightener on it for about 15 seconds, move it one way and the other, and it is primo.
Look at this. These are wonderful tips.
I learned this in Boy Scouts.
I already have straight hair. I haven't got a straight hair straightener.
Well, you have, a wife, and, maybe John Vaughn has one that you can run over to his place and use.
I don't think so.
You blow dry those tufts, Doug?
No.
You don't even blow dry?
Air dry like Dan Devine?
Just air dries in about 2 minutes. Always has. But that's not the story here. I didn't realize you could iron clothes with a hair straightener.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a skinny twink like him.
I was going to say, when you wear like a 27-30.
His pants are the width of the hair straightener. He'd need like five hair straighteners.
I guess they would be. I guess so. Well, we've all learned something here today.
We have. Well, that's what this show's about. Steve, what did you play Gateway yesterday?
Yes, sir.
What did you shoot?
With my opponent from last year. I played with him, Corey Pirtle. I shot a 90, but I missed a 5-foot putt on 18.
Dog, this guy.
Shoot an 89.
90's not bad.
I'm telling you. And what is your index going to be on Sunday?
It's at 20.6 right now. So
this guy's about to win the Fan Page Club Championship.
He might.
I'll be getting 3 pops from KG. So, right? Compete with 16, I'm a 20. So you do 75%.
And I gave a little scouting report to Steve because I felt like it was in good faith. I know KG wouldn't have minded. KG's very good, like 100 and in. He has some great putts, some great chips. But that wind with that swoop, because I have a swoop as well. Me and KG kind of have that same.
What is a swoop?
Like a swooping left to right off the tee.
Oh, you mean a bad slice.
I try to make it nice because I have the worst one. But with that wind, that is where I said Steve would probably capitalize and probably off the tee.
Doug, how does Steve's tee shot look to you?
I've never seen his tee shot.
I think that might be the better of the matchups in that bracket. I think they're very even. After watching KG and I played with Steve when he was around that mid-90s scoring range.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be a good battle.
If you're on the tee on 18 and you look to your left, what fairway is that?
That's one.
Oh, you were on one when we were playing 18 yesterday?
Yeah.
I saw the top of your head, but I wasn't going to run through all that brush to say
nice
hi.
Nice eyes.
No, we
have a distinct top of your head.
We were trying to get the full 18 in, which we did.
Yes. And could have shot an 89.
Yeah.
I think we need to act how Iggy shot. This is the first round he shot.
I forgot you played yesterday.
Since the shoulder injury.
I hit 11 of 13 fairways.
They're very narrow.
Shot 91.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. 81?
91. And I needed a par to shoot 89 on 18, and I took a double bogey from the middle of the fairway.
Oh, no. What went awry? Water, bro?
I topped my only bad shot with a 3-wood all day. I topped a 3-wood. And then I left it short, and then hit it to the back of the green in my 6-3 putt of the day.
6-3 putts?
Yeah. I had a 6 and an 8 the first two holes.
Holy cow.
And then I went 5-5-5-5-4-4, started off the back par-par, 5, and then I...
So you parred fourth hole?
No, 10 and 11 I parred. I parred the par 5 on the back, on the front. Yeah, I played well. My short game just sucks.
Mr. Licks. I mean, you might 8-7, Mr. Licks.
No, like I told Cletus yesterday. He said, if you play like this, you'll beat him. I said, yeah, if I play like this, I'll beat him. But 2 days from now, I mean, I play like that. You know me. I can shoot 91 and then come back and shoot 106. I'm not consistent, so.
And actually, the wind wasn't too bad yesterday. It kind of calmed a little bit.
Yeah,
when you say, when you guys went out, was it windy?
It wasn't gust like it could be out there. It was, I would say it was maybe 10 to 12 miles an hour. It wasn't bad.
Really worried about this weather.
Well, on Sunday, it's supposed to be like in the 80s, I think.
I see a high of 81, a low of 63, according to weather.com, which I believe has a little more reliability than, say, an iPhone. But hey, Doug, hey, the Hawk. 19 miles an hour out of the south.
Bro.
Now, that's going to benefit you on one. You could drive one with that.
Oh, yeah. I have to club down a little bit on one.
You might go, like 5-wood maybe?
But,
driving
at least,
iron,
at
two
least
iron?
With the wind, it's likely to dry up the course. I mean, we can get the carts off the path.
Oh, Iggy.
I doubt that.
Oh, no.
Of course, it's not really supposed to rain that much tomorrow. Now, storms are supposed to come in tonight. And according to KMOV, it depends on the storm fuel.
Very bothered.
Was
by
that a
thing.
Shot at Channel
4? What that
yes.
is?
They just make up terms.
No, they don't.
We don't know the severity yet because we don't know about the storm fuel. But they're saying storms on Sunday, not until late afternoon, early evening. So we make it lucky.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, 81 degrees.
We'll be in the in the clubhouse hammering beers at that time.
Mm. What's the snake situation on the course these days? Is that a problem with serpents?
I've never seen a snake out there.
Oh, good.
Just watch for Cletus's snake. That's the only one you have to
worry about. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Jack.
Oh.
RL702 has gone into Iggy's gin on the USGA gin app and confirmed that Iggy shot a 91, Doug. There it is. It was posted yesterday.
Okay.
And it is one of the scores that's used for calculating Iggy's handicap. I think only 8 of the 20 scores are used, and that one is being used. A differential of 20.2. Ken Strode.
Yeah, it won't do much to my handicap, I wouldn't think.
This tribute show to Iggy is off to a hell of a start. That's from Chairman Kurt.
I don't think I mentioned what I shot yesterday. I think Plowsy asked what Iggy shot.
1,000,000% was interested in what Iggy shot, and I think everybody was. Everybody had that issue, you know. Would he be able to finish around the shoulder issue? And now look, 91. Yeah. Starting off with the 6 and 8, too.
It's like Roger Worley. He played through pain.
I'm sure he did. He was an old pro. He was out there every day, every week.
You'll see it Sunday. I basically have an LPGA swing now.
Hey, that can win you some tournaments.
Yeah, I mean the little.
You become an old woman.
Yeah, the lower tiered LPGA women, like Lita Lindley, who averaged 220 off the tee in her LPGA career and had a fantastic career, just didn't hit it far. Some of those par fours and fives, I was hitting driver 3 wood into greens. I mean, I don't think I was hitting the ball 210.
Well,
the
favor under
for Plowsy's use of the 3 wood is 20.
Oh, I'll probably go over that.
How many times you actually use it?
Yeah, no par fives, you're using it twice. No, I'm kidding. That's probably a good number to hit.
I parred a par five. I think it was the backside.
Doug, was it the back that he could par?
One of the par fives. We're going to hear about it. Excruciating detail.
I hit driver.
Monday show's going to be
I hit driver.
Okay.
A chunky 5 wood, then a 3 wood.
A chunky 5 wood.
And parred it.
Oh, that's nice. That's the one that goes with that big spanner.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough of this talk.
Yeah, it's the one where
you can. Come on, Doug. You're participating.
But it's not of much interest to the masses who are listening to this presentation.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a good day. It was a fun day.
What are the texters saying?
I'll just read in order, you know, all of my friends from St. Louis U High. How about I get a bunch of butterflies to get this storm blowing the other direction? That's from the 314. Hey, Ken, how many bee holes were fondled yesterday on the golf course? That's Big Tuft. Mm. How's Iggy's back feeling? Because he's going to have to start carrying the show starting on Monday. Iggy, you feel like you're going to carry the show?
No,
Me and Doug are just along for the ride on this thing over the last couple decades.
I hope so.
We giving Hawk tributes today, or going to let Steve talk all day? Hang up, Wildwood.
Oh.
That's from Breast, and then in parentheses, there's an F. Tim, can you wish my son Hunter a happy 24th birthday? He loves the show. Doug, happy birthday, Hunter. That's from Big Pick Energy.
Happy birthday, Hunter. Honey.
Congrats on activating the Reddit sads and fats yesterday. I guess discussing the Fan Page Club Championship is too much for these little princesses. That's from Uncle Cucker, and he sent in a screenshot of something going on in the Reddit. Plowhawk, are you in there?
I'm balls deep in it. I couldn't be more in it.
Really?
8 feet deep in a pool, man.
You posting often?
I'm not. No, I'm more of a lurker. I did post like the last, you know, few days, but I just was lurking and happened to see that post.
The post that, what, Uncle Cucker sent in?
Yeah. Talking about, wow, I'm glad all these other people that aren't in the tournament get to hear about golf talk. But then the comments were mixed. I would say some really enjoy it. But, like, you're not supposed to, when you get in there, you're not supposed to see enjoyment. You're supposed to be, like, sad, painful. guys just screaming for help, you know?
Well, we talked about it for a long time. I mean, we talked about it for 6 straight years when it comes to that time of year when we play it. So it's not like people don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
That's what the show is.
I don't know how many people want to hear it.
You pulled the audience and you said 90% of the people want to hear about 64 bad golfers play a net event in which people are getting pops and it's taken seriously.
We're talking about, no offense, Steve, a 20 being dangerous in the tournament, by the way.
It's my pick to win. I wish I could bet it.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know who's playing Cletus. I think he's a scratch golfer, though.
Doug, who's playing Cletus?
I don't know that either.
I think Cletus said he's scratch. Cletus is playing, I guess, to a 10.
We have a scratch golfer in the tournament?
Well, Cletus said he was scratch. I don't know. I don't know who he's playing. Either way, Cletus is hitting the ball. Cletus is hitting the ball so well. And he's a 10. And he's No, I'm not saying he's
sandbagging out again.
I'm not saying he's sandbagging. He posts all of his scores, but he's just driving the ball so well.
No, he
does. He doesn't post all the scores? Is that what you're saying,
Charles?
Brett Hinnan, Doug.
Okay. It'll be 10 minutes to finish some of these rounds. But he was so drunk on Sunday, I couldn't tell if he was playing well or not. I mean, he was kind of, you know, he played well the front nine and the back nine. He was kind of fell apart just because he was drinking. But that was his birthday when I played with him.
So, yeah, it was his birthday.
But yesterday he might have been playing well. Was he sober yesterday or was he?
Yeah, I think somebody squealed on him, and Sean Barnes said he can't bring his wine on the course anymore.
Oh, wow. No, really. He was a stool
pigeon.
That
might actually ruin his golf game.
That's a good observation, Plowhawk.
I mean, he could be edging. He could be fiending for that.
Yeah, I never heard of that before. But
not by place to say, but there was an incident with the cart, so I think that's why he took it away.
Oh, what happened with the cart?
Doug.
I'm not going to say, but Cletus was riding with the flower. If they want to talk about it, they can.
Okay. They weren't on top of the cart, I hope.
No.
Okay.
There was damage to the car.
Oh, God.
Holy S! I hope I die in the next 45 minutes. I don't have to hear any more of this dog S.
No.
End this effing call.
Hey, come on.
I shaved my balls for this year. I'm confused. Is Steve co-hosting the show from the phone this morning? That's from The Reluctant Cuck.
Mm.
What else you guys want to talk about later?
Doug, you want to get ready? Cardinals and Mets. Miles Michaelis getting the ball tonight.
Oh, good. He's 1-3, but having a good year.
What about the Magic and Cavs? Lakers down 3-0.
Yeah. Looks like Nuggets might three-peat. Would this be a three-peat?
Carolina taking advantage of the net-minding issues on the island.
Mm-hmm.
What about the draft and the surprise pick from the Falcons?
Right. They signed Kirk Cousins to $180 million and then draft a quarterback to sit on the bench? What the hell was that all about?
They must be getting ready to move to Los Angeles.
Cousins is asking the same thing. What the hell was that all about? How about a wide receiver?
This would not be a three.
What is
they just won one.
Do they, like, just plant all those people at the draft? Or I guess they win, like, a trip to the draft? Because, like, they show, like, the fans when the pick comes in. Did you guys watch it at all?
I watched almost all of it, Steve. Yeah,
really?
So like when I don't know why, it's just a tradition of mine. I watch all of that. But they were like getting in the mirror and looking at the hat, and there was like random fans next to them, which was, I thought, was surprising.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a really weird thing. And
250,000 people in Detroit. Too. That's crazy. Yeah, it looked like Woodstock, man.
It looked cool.
Yeah.
It looked cool. I like how they did the stage and everything and all those graphics. It was really, really cool what they did.
They've turned it into a big event, that's for sure.
I love Steve, but this is unbearable.
Hey, come on now.
Pager guy.
Come on.
Keep it coming. On Plowsy's last day, we need to torture him.
Hey, Plow, let's bang some meths at the Silver Bullet and Champagne. My treat anytime. If not, let's grab burgers and steaks at Olive and Oak. On me, brother. That's from the recovering alcoholic.
I like how I went back up playing with not traveling 2 hours and 45 minutes or doing meth.
Mm.
I'll take option two. I'll take a nice meal.
Sure.
That guy's a gem. He's the best.
All right, Steve, we're going to wrap it up. We have a long list of callers on the line. We will see you on Sunday as you begin your quest. Six wins till glory. This is the winner of the 2024 Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. That was Chairman Steve Wildwood. Your tributes are welcome. 636-900-4TMA. That is the number for the Collier and Thompson phone lines. And the text inbox is 314-881. TMA5, the email address for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today is the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And Doug, I think, and it's really unfortunate as far as the timing goes, but I think that after Sunday, we experience true, wonderful weather. Because, yeah, there's precipitation that could hit on Monday, but after that, look at this forecast and look at it, Jack.
Okay.
Sunny 82 Tuesday. Sunny 81 Wednesday, sunny 75 Thursday, sunny 70 Friday, sunny 76 on Saturday. They just wanted to give us one little taste of a tough weather day before they say hello again, everybody, and welcome to the spring-summer hybrid in St. Louis in early May. And now we've got it coming our way on Sunday with very active wind and some potential precipitation. But either way, warm temperatures. Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug's a client. Iggy's a client. I'm a client. Why don't you become a client as well and make sure the air conditioning is ready for the warm weather months and work with Seth Goldkamp and his great staff. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com. Get your air conditioning checked now so when it gets hot, you know it's ready to go for the St. Louis summer. Design Air Heating and Cooling, official HVAC provider of TMA. Just like Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota is the official automotive provider of TMA. Online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. It's Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota. Jamie Burkhardt has this deal for our audience.
Let's hear it.
Zero money down.
I like it so far.
$589 a month.
Pretty sweet.
2024. We're living in 2024 right now,
yeah.
Brother. MDX Premium. That's an Acura MDX Premium.
Gorgeous cars.
And you got it for 48 months at $589 a month, zero money down. Is that where we're starting? It is. It's for the TMA audience. It's the TMA loyalty deal at Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota. Online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. Munganess, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. And the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Doug, the calls are coming in,
okay.
And they're coming in fast and furious. The Dogtown Astrovan wants to talk it over. 636-9004, TMA is how you can call in the Callier and Thompson phone lines. It's a tribute to the Plowhawk and his final show here on TMA. Good morning, Dogtown Astrovan.
Hello, man. Can you hear me?
We hear you just fine.
He sounds hot.
I just drove underneath an overpass, so just checking.
Okay,
well,
we hear you.
First off, I just want to say it's admirable what you guys are doing, allowing Plowboy to say that he's, you know, leaving for this other job when, in reality, we all know, like, he's being put down.
You guys put down. Like an old dog?
Like old Yeller. Yeah. We talk about it all the time.
Well, I think, you know, Plowboy still has a little light in his eyes, and I think you guys are all learning from your experience with Iggy that, hey, you know what, it's the honorable thing to do to just say, hey, we'll use this as a cover to say he's got this great new job. But Plowboy's lived a good long life as a producer, and it's just time. So
yeah. I'm on borrowed time, Doug.
What is it gonna Your do time is short.
And then the other two, I'll be real quick because I gotta go. But there were two quick anecdotes about that I love about Plowsy is anytime he would try to give directions somewhere in St. Louis, usually when he was under the influence of something. I recall one time he tried to describe where the St. Charles Hot Shots was when you guys had one of those remotes, and he described it as being near other areas. Simultaneously felt was accurate, but made my head explode.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my favorite Plowsy stories was he said there was a teacher in Trenton who was accused of, I think, having a relationship with a student, and he said he knew it was true because he saw the student's car parked in front of the teacher's house.
Yes.
And then in, like, the next breath, he shared, without really it dawning on him, that the student lived next door to the teacher. And I just really, that really made me giggle to think that Plowsy didn't connect those two, and once again, probably under the influence of something. But anyway, well, I appreciate you guys calling me. I got to go, but it's just want to say, Plowboy, you're the best. Brought a lot of laughs, and I wish you all the best in the afterlife.
Oh, he thinks the Dogtown Astro.
He thinks you're a dead man.
I don't know if he's ever called either. Good to he's a longtime texter. I don't know if I've ever heard him voice. Sounds very normal.
Yeah, that's right, Dogtown Astro.
I suppose if you were a student having an affair with your teacher and you live next door, you would go ahead and move your car another 15 feet up so it'd be in front of his house when you went to visit. You'd drive to his home, next door or not.
You can't be seen walking there.
No.
Well, Doug, the pictures of people's wives are starting to come in. I don't know if they're being offered up to the Plowhawk or not. I guess Scott Sprinkled Ballsack has offered up his wife.
There is an offer on the table.
Yeah. Plowboy, the Swinghaven board members wish you well in your next chapter of life. And they have sent in a picture of themselves, so I don't know if that's a solicitation. You could have a lot of sex with new people this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to avoid it, but it ain't good to feel loved, you know, in so many different ways,
yeah.
Especially with the, you know, the proposals here on the text line.
Yeah, you're getting propositioned.
Yeah, it's nice.
Anderson didn't give you a hall pass for your before the wedding?
I certainly didn't.
Get one last one out of your system?
I didn't ask since my golf trip, I think, in my bachelor party could be in Michigan. So.
And you're going to have some sex there?
Probably not. Probably a bunch of dudes just banging it out.
Nice. So, sounds like point? One of Jackson's trips now.
Man, Doug.
Stephen Wilde was somehow he got disconnected. I'll call back in the 8 and 9
oh,
o'clock
no.
hours.
I'm
pretty good. Hey, Dogtown Astrovan, stick to texting. That's from the 314. Can this guy jump off a bridge? You suck. That's from the 215. This guy isn't as funny as he thinks. Drink bleach, fatso. That's from the Kansas City. Gray sexual. Doug's work husband says terrible call. And then Gary Pinkle's cell phone etiquette says, surprised Iggy didn't take vacation today. He's not going to be able to handle all the Plowhawk attention. That's Gary Pinkle's cell phone etiquette. Iggy, is that something you considered?
No. I mean, that's just a stupid comment.
Oh.
I love Plowsy. He gets all the attention. You'd have 3 hours of attention on Plowsy. People should be calling in, bringing in donuts,
right.
Coming by, saying hi.
See, that's not a coworker right there, Doug. That's a friend.
Yeah, and Doug, what are you going to do? When Plowsy leaves today, he's no longer a coworker of yours. You're going to say he's not a friend of yours?
Wow, nice, Iggy.
I've offered to take him to lunch.
He did.
How about that?
As what?
I'm going to text.
As a former coworker.
I'm going to text him on Monday, and my number is going to be blocked.
Well, Plowsy's not a friend of yours.
Man, me and Doug have had a lot of one-on-one time because of, we just so happened to stay in the same rooms during the spring training.
And I like where this is going.
And
it's not going anywhere.
Because I was an old man at heart, so I typically went to bed early. So me and Doug were kind of on the same page. We had a lot of Galentine's days together. Remember that? Because typically spring training hit that middle of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Some good memories.
Oh, the co-working time we've shared.
You said you're there, yeah.
Let me see. Hold on a second. There's a Shrewsbury seat sniffers on hold, Doug. Off these Plow tributes on the Callier and Thompson phone line.
Okay. He's done sniffing seats, so he can call in for a while. Hello, sniffer. Yes.
I just, that was my brother. You know, my brother's the Dogtown Astrovan.
Do you know that?
Wait, hey, no. I'm just about to say, you guys sound the same for some
reason. That's what they tell us.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have much today. I'm walking the dog right now. Around beautiful Benton Park, a little out of breath.
Yeah, be careful.
But I wanted to say one thing. I had a request for Plowsy. He used to, when you guys did the ball trimmer ads, he would make this sound that I really liked.
Oh,
about,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
You know, there was like a...
Oh, there,
you know what I'm talking about?
There it is.
I like that.
Yeah. I think that was when you were like... That was the thing that like tore the hair out or something.
Yeah,
like,
just that one that...
A trimmer and a... And yeah, can I hear it one more time?
Oh!
And that is nice.
That's right.
Powerful. Okay. And that's when you know your shrubs have completely been trimmed to the fullest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that. Well, that's all I got. I want to wish you the best of luck, Plowsy. I think you're great. And you gave such good perspective on life on the show, so we're really going to miss you. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I walked half a mile. That's a lot for me. So.
Yeah, you weigh 500 pounds.
Well, I appreciate the call, Stanford. You're a legend in the game, and I'm very appreciative. I was able to do that sound effect one more time. Maybe there'll be another one throughout the show to you know.
Yeah, wouldn't mind a few more of those. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, you got it.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
That was the Shrewsbury seat sniffer. Now we have Fred from the poor part of the nail. I mean, they're coming in fast and furious. So many ladies are also on hold too.
Okay, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, they're on the secondary phone bank.
Well, hello, Fred.
What's up? What's up, boys? How's it going today?
Oh, we're doing fine. You?
What's up, Fred?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to call in and wish Darren, Plowboy, Plowhawk, last day of the morning after, and we really loved him in the past 10 years that he's been on the show, off the show, back on the show.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually
sometimes
accurate.
In one weekend.
It's an accurate timeline.
Right. And all the stories that you had about the Cheetos and the anuses and the girthy hug.
You're, hey,
put that off.
You're working with and Plowboy Bubbles sends his best too and all I have to say is Doug, drop a load on my chest.
Put him down.
That was the right thing to say.
Oh my word! Put him down.
Greatest. I'm friends with Fred. I feel like I've met him a couple times. And a great phone caller. Actually, hung out with him in Nashville a long time ago.
Fred's great.
Fred ain't great.
Maybe you get friends with him on the suspension line.
No.
Because he just wound up on the...
And I forgot about Bubbles.
Fred from the Poor Porter Nail has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name just now went into the Illinois Recovery Center suspension log. He needs some recovery. They can provide it at IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com.
Well, you're right, Doug. Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every team's or of individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. So why choose Illinois Recovery Center? It's a holistic healing approach with expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, and top-notch facility and accommodation. Discover the path to lasting recovery and renewal at Illinois Recovery Center, where compassionate support meets personalized care for your unique journey. The IRC builds the unwavering determination to thrive beyond the shadows of the past, whether you've made the life-saving choice to seek help on your own or you want to be prepared for the other end of an addiction intervention with a loved one. The chance to learn about addiction recovery is available to you at the Illinois Recovery Center in Swansea. If you or someone you know wants more information about the Illinois Recovery Center, please call 888-472-9559 or visit IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Let's see what we got here. This call was really breathy. That's from Brian Henschen. Doug, were you surprised by what the Colts did last night?
I didn't catch what the Colts did.
Biff is the only acceptable caller. Please ignore all the other callers based on the previous trash today. Mm. That's from Joan Jett's groping hand.
Okay.
We're bad. They're just calling in to wish Plowsy the best.
I mean, that one guy went breathy because he did walk a half mile. And to be honest, the average American can't possibly walk a half mile
right?
One day. No, I'm kidding. That's pretty
listeners.
Easy, right?
You didn't expect a bunch of corporate attorneys to call in, did you?
In between meetings, I thought I'd give them a call.
This is calls coming from the C-suite at Stiefel.
No, it isn't.
Yes, Ron. Todd Reesing, your opponent, I believe, for the Fan Page Club Championship.
Oh, I wonder if he's going to try to butter me up, get me off my
Daddy.
Game. Daddy.
Nice, I like that. Good morning, Todd Reesing.
Hello, Todd.
How's it going? I just wanted to call. I know I'm going to see you on Sunday, but I know I've played the heel for years, but and we've gone back and forth. But
of course.
Just wanted to say to everybody that really appreciate you throughout the years. I've given you, crap about your Cardinals takes. I'm, a big Cardinals apologist. But I always appreciated you. I remember when you put that big message on the fan page about what happened to you at the old place when you got furloughed. I was furious about it, and I never thought I'd feel that way just because of how we had gone back and forth. But, it kind of showed me that I really appreciated you on the show. And like I said, I know I'm going to see you this weekend, but I just wanted to call in and say that I thought you did a great job in all your years. And,
aww.
I appreciate going back and forth with you, man.
I love Todd. Thank you. And, I do know him. I knew his real name. I remember we have gone back and forth quite a bit. But it's good to find common ground and to accept, we're not going to agree with each other, Doug, but you can still be friends with people.
And this was a heartfelt message.
That was very emotional. Thank you, Todd. And I'm excited for Sunday. I think we're going to have a barn burner of a match. I would say I didn't play great last Sunday. And with that win, kind of anybody ball game out there at Gateway.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. And, just as an aside, I wanted to say to Tim, I kind of gave you up yesterday about the whole baby having to withdraw. I didn't know it was a family thing, and family comes first. I didn't mean to, step out of line. So I understand.
You're a gentleman, Todd Reesing. Doug, how about this Todd Reesing?
Doug,
he's really come up in our eyes today. He's really made up for some poor showings in the past.
He's kind of a meta play on his part.
Yeah. I think it in, too, and
you
I like it.
You think that this is a meta play?
Plowsy
Todd Reesing, Iggy doesn't think this is real Sunday.
Well, Plowsy could go into Sunday. You go into Sunday thinking, I'm going to kick this guy's ass, but now you're buttering him up. It's going to be a nice, relaxed round. Plowsy's going to take it easy, probably hit some loose shots now.
I think I'm with Iggy. But I still love the call, and I still I'm glad we're going to be on common ground and on good terms when we go out there and play. So I'd rather have this, but it does seem like a mind game, and I'm kind of a fan of it.
I'm just kidding, Todd. Neither of you guys really care. But
I can tell you, it's not a mind game. Like, I want for everything for you to advance in this tournament so people can keep on, you know, enjoying time with you. And I am terrible, so that shouldn't be an issue.
Oh.
Two terrible guys enjoying two terrible guys enjoying a round of golf, probably hitting in the hundreds. That's what golf is all about.
Yeah. And also, it's like $130 a round, so if I don't advance, I'm not too mad about it. Okay. So.
See, it's that ticking thing. You break even when you win.
But that's all I got for you guys. I'll see you on Sunday. But hey, congratulations, Dan. I know you're on to bigger, better things.
All right,
I appreciate
Todd.
It. That was a
wonderful
great
sentiment from Todd Reese, really and Plowhawk's opponent. And you are in the pairing with the Plowhawk, and you're playing Halley's Comet?
I believe so. That's what he calls himself.
Sounds like we're going to have a nice drama-free
Are you guys
pairing.
The second ones off?
We're the third. I do believe
Who's
you
second?
And then Iggy, Stephen Wildwood, KG, Siders, and Jackson, if I'm not mistaken,
Got
and
it.
Then kind of us. Yeah.
We're third string.
I'm fine with
What's
that.
What's Halley's Comet's index, do you know, Doug?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, how are you prepping for the match?
I'm not.
I don't think Doug's really into it, but I'm excited to see the round.
In honor of Plowboy, I think a prerequisite for the new job is having to have to put Doritos up his or her own ass and feeding them to their friends on the school bus. That's from Larry Thornton, who says, "We will miss you, Darren." Larry Thornton.
See, I've worked a desk job before, and there's always snack drawers, Doug. You can only put so many notebooks, pens.
You're not going to be able to do this at your new workplace.
Obviously,
or even talk about it.
Obviously, I'm not going to be as relaxed as what I am here. Certainly be a little bit more buttoned up in terms of the attire as well. But there's still going to be a snack drawer. I'll still, you know, hang out. I'll text in and call in.
I think there may be a way to maybe sponsor something and still have Plowsy part of the show. Maybe once a week, kind of like Steve does. Just in your phone, tape a hot cardinal take and just send it to Jackson. Once a week, it's time for the Plowsy hot take.
Nice.
That wouldn't be bad.
Let's get it sold.
All right, let's get it sold.
You have to wear a coat and tie to this new gig?
No.
Oh.
No.
I did go that one here then, I guess.
I did go shopping at Old Navy. I do the last chance only, kind of like the clearance rack.
Yeah.
It's like it's the final sale to where you can't return it, but it's so cheap.
Yeah.
So I went through a bunch of stuff. So kind of like a sweater and good dark jeans.
Oh.
I would be able to get away with maybe some fresh Sperry's.
But you can't work from home.
I can, but not at the very beginning, which I'm fine with. I want to get my feet wet first before I, you know, settle into the home.
There were like four listeners yesterday asked me where you are going, and I said, I can't say anything, Plowsy.
It's nowhere with a text line, I could tell you that.
I said, I don't think
so I know that's disappointing for
I
most.
I said, I don't think he's posted anywhere where he's going to work.
I'll eventually review. Like, I'd rather just get to the point before they get, like, HR calls about how
before they find out who you really are.
You know what
but
I mean?
But you have a reasoning for not saying it,
yeah.
Which in a way is kind of sad that you feel that, but I understand the reason.
It's a safer play for me,
yeah,
and it's not.
Because that element exists.
Yeah.
The story I told with Ed Herman in here on Tuesday, it's not like there are hundreds of those people,
no.
But they are. They exist, and that's why the Plowhawk is not sharing where he is going. Let's see. Recovering Alcoholic has just made an offer.
Another one. Wow.
Me, Wellington, Tim, and Plowboy, let's go play a foursome, and then we can all cover Wifey in our storm fuel. I thought was going to cause thunderstorms this afternoon.
Yeah.
I think the butterfly thing and storm fuel have been really good revelations this week, though.
Hey, caller Ellen, you need to call in. You are the only one who was genuinely kind to Plowboy before this week. That's from the Kansas City Gray Sexual.
I disagree wholeheartedly with that. Now, there are some guys that are chippy. Like I said with Todd, me and Todd have had our differences on the fan page and whatnot, but you clear those up. And me and caller Ellen, don't forget, had that little spat.
What
about
was your spat over?
When I called people suckers for paying for streaming services when they had the option of getting it for free. Am I correct?
Sure.
I think that I don't know the full context. And she came at me, but guess what? We're still good buddies. She, you know, I apologized. She apologized. We ended on good terms, and we're all good. So that's what happens on this show. Sometimes you get feisty, both myself as well as the listener, but you typically come to an agreement and an understanding.
Maybe Elsie can bring some donuts by. Somebody bring some donuts by him.
I know,
gosh.
Doug's an ass.
What are you waiting for?
Doug's an ass and forgot.
I couldn't believe it.
I really scolded him this morning about it.
Halley's comment says he's a 19.7, but I don't want Doug given any pops. Oh, so theoretically you would be given pops because you're 15, right?
70% he'd probably be given two.
What's Todd Reesing?
Whatever.
Todd Racing doesn't have what he's saying with me.
Oh, so you got no pops there.
Yeah.
Hallie's Comet doesn't want your pops. So everybody's playing even.
I would play to a 15. Even if I'm not that good, I have no reason not to be that good. I should be at least a 15.
Hey, you guys just
probably, I'm not, but I should be.
Like, you're mad at yourself.
I have no excuse not to be at least that good.
You guys make up your own rules. Just if he wants to get rid of his pops, let him.
I think, like
Are
I said, I think
about
for that round.
No.
You're not happy with the lack of rules for this event.
It seems like, no pops for you.
But it's supposed to be a fun thing.
It is. But
would Doug be giving two then in that? You'd just be giving two, I think. The 70% rule, it's four. I mean,
That's fine. Whatever.
Thank God Sean's figuring all that stuff up because nobody would be able to do it.
And what is it, 75% of the index? Or the course handicap, is that what it is? I'm sorry, I know you don't know, actually. That's not fair.
I thought I heard 80%.
80%, okay.
It's up to KG, I think.
Either way, Pope and I know are even. Jackson, what's you in Ciders?
Straight up.
Wow, there's a lot of straight up matches on the
that
dais.
Makes it exciting.
I think everything is straight up. Are you giving licks anything?
If we're doing 80%, I think I have to give him...
Like two or three then, right?
Three pops.
Okay.
And when you shot a 91 at that scene, that'll be a good match because I know Licks shot a 107, but I think him playing that last Sunday and probably going to help him a little bit coming this Sunday, knowing the wind, knowing the pin placement. He hasn't played that course that much, so it'll be a good match. Knowing that he gets a couple pops, probably saves the 9 and 8.
What really surprised me is that I thought my short game would be good, because that's all I've done is worked on short game.
You saw his short game work. What is that? You saw a video of that, or was that on YouTube?
Oh, I saw the video here at the station.
Yeah, I didn't post anything.
He's hitting like 10-yard chips onto an enormous green.
No, but in my backyard, Creve Coeur, I went out to practice there. I've been to family golf, just working on a short game. And I hadn't hit a driver since the Lemmings, the long drive thing I did.
Oh, yeah.
And I missed two fairways. One of them was 5 yards off the fairway. The other one's like barely in the rough. So I hit the ball well. Short game sucked. I just got to figure that out somehow. Eight on the first hole, or the second hole, was a drive in the middle of the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbed a
Let's
five.
Let's not go through all these shots because you played yesterday.
Stubbed a five wood.
We don't want to hear it.
I'm going to miss
left
Monday.
Left a wedge short.
Why would we want to hear this? Hole by hole, shot by shot.
Sculled a wedge over the
Stop
green.
Stop it!
Put it on the green, three putted for eight. So that could happen on a lot of holes.
There's going to be a lot. Three putting for eight, it might be the most common thing on Sunday.
For me, it is.
We're going to see that as a very common trend. And some are going to win that hole.
Let me tell you something. Those greens are quick.
They
punched them 2 weeks ago?
And they're
ready to go? They're back? Good. God
with
bless.
This little bit of rain.
With the wind, the wind is probably going to play a role in putting. And that's always intriguing when you have that to deal with in addition to just... your standard putt. How about this compliment, Plowhawk? It's from Trip Cromer. Doug, you remember Trip Cromer?
He's a never heard that.
Yeah, sure.
So this is our first former Cardinal to send a message on the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. Trip Cromer says, original listener from day one of the grind.
Jesus.
How about that? That's July 2004.
He might have still been playing with the Cardinals.
I was a freshman in high school when you guys started.
Really?
Everyone will always say, the show was better with this person, or when so-and-so was on. But damn, we'll miss Plowsy. His work ethic is underrated, and his takes are unmatched. That's from Trip Cromer, Doug, and he was a star on the 2004 Cardinals?
I wouldn't say a star, no.
He was part of the MV3.
Earlier than that.
Edmonds, and Cromer.
No, Renteria, I think, was a shortstop in 04, wasn't he?
I think it was Cromer and Renteria backed him up.
I don't think it was.
You
got
to look it up and do some show prep.
Would it be safe to say that Plowsy is the first board op we've had that has kind of become a character on the show?
Yes, because Stedman did not want to really talk.
He didn't talk to me when I was like an up and comer.
We had Zach. He talked a little bit. Account executive Mike. I feel like I'm missing people. And Martin Kilcoyne is on the line, and we can reminisce about Nickel. Doug, Martin Kilcoyne on the Collier and Thompson phone lines. Martin, many people think that it was Stedman who was the first board up, but do you remember Nickel?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I think we got him out of a home somewhere. Yes. I do remember Nickel. He was, I will just say, unique.
was, Doug. He was a
Larry
big,
Nichols? Fan.
No. This is Manny Rooster. He had about a month of a run. Surprisingly, he and producer Joe didn't get along.
Oh.
And then Stedman was brought.
I feel like he might have always been asleep, maybe, back there.
He would never scream, and he sounded like a crow. Yeah.
Part of the great, you know, there was a great vetting process at 590 for the show, I believe. And
yeah, there was.
A lot of top talent. I don't think they were using Indeed. They had their own sort of metrics for hiring. And a lot of folks sleeping. Not a shot at Iggy, but a lot of folks that were sleeping at work. And, well, I wanted to. I heard the news. I did. I was at the MAC yesterday. You have a loyal listener. He said, "Have you heard the big news?" And I seriously thought, like, the Cardinals made a trade or something big happened. And he goes, "Plowsy's leaving." And I said, "Oh, he always leaves." He goes, "No, this is real. This is
nice, dude."
Was it in Caesar's column this morning too?
Was it in Caesar?
I didn't read it. I don't know.
Okay, well, there was probably something about some ratings or Slayton or something. But, Jesus. But I actually, just for you guys, I wanted La Russa to say goodbye.
Doug!
Oh, that'd be nice.
A rare recurring fan of the Ask Tony will get a little taste right here. Ladies and gentlemen, former Cardinal manager, and even when he was the White Sox manager, he would appear at Cardinals games for ceremonies. This is the Cardinals skipper.
It's a really emotional day. I mean, a guy like Darren, man, just answers the bell. I just say, a real pro. If I look at closer your roster, man, I just see you subtract a guy like that. I mean, you guys should probably pack it in. I don't see any reason to keep the half-ass show. It's already been kind of, it's just a little more than full-ass for a while, but now it's going to be truly half-ass. I just think it's time to shut it down. A guy like Plowsy, man, just really answers the bell every day, plays hard, a lot like J.D. Drew, just never miss a beat.
God, I love
nice
him.
Skipper.
I got to tell you, Martin, that I caught a little, and I don't know if you use this as well, but there was a little John Hadley in your Tony La Russa there. Did you catch that?
Maybe.
I caught a little bit.
Well, that's a real compliment. A guy like Jazz is so talented. And there's a guy, I always say, "John, where's the money come from?" He said, "I'll find it." And I said, "Okay." And he's just really creative when it comes to, I mean, I don't know if it's his money or somebody else's money, but he always find a way somehow to pay himself. So, yeah, that's very Tim. You're a sharp guy. And I know Caesar hasn't written that in a couple of weeks, but this is a really emotional day. And a guy like Plowsy, before there was testing, I mean, I know he did a lot of different things, but it was legal at the time. And I think he, I saw him work out. It was just it was really just all about performance.
My God, Doug, what a tribute. I
needed that.
Manager.
Covered a lot of bases right there.
I think we talk about, Martin, we have, I don't know how many shows or what the first time when I met you, but I think Doug talks about how witty you are and got to be hands down the funniest, wittiest person. And look at that. Pulled that out of his butt and made an amazing little tribute from TLR. So I'm very appreciative, Martin. Thank you so much, man.
Well, I'll just say one last thing before that guy gets on here, but a little concerning, because a guy like you has left before, you start to wonder. A lot of these guys like, you know, the slaps on the butt, a lot of high fives, so I'm a little concerned that you're just doing a stunt.
Oh, that could be. I haven't thought of that.
We're playing the long game, Doug, yeah.
I know that Jason Bear's a little upset that Plowsy didn't want his share.
That's a problem.
There's a callback. Well, I did not want to interrupt the golf talk.
Gosh.
I'm sure you guys have a lot to get to.
We do.
Plowsy, always one of my favorites. I always would smile when I'd walk in and see young Darren there at the controls, just with the reefer wafting off of him, eating Hostess at 6:30 in the morning. But a true pro, as Tony would say. So great to be on the show, guys. You're the best. I got to run. I got a lot to get to. Yeah. Big day. Going to do some hot takes and put them on Twitter. So, all the best, guys. Great job, Plowsy. You will be missed.
God bless.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you, Tony.
Martin Kilcoyne. Tony La Russa joining us.
La Russa bobblehead right in front of us.
Yeah.
Like the real guy was here.
Yeah. How about that?
Martin is instant offense. He was definitely the funniest person when I first met. I didn't know you could be that creative. And, like, the back and forth with him and Charlie when they were, you know, together. And, obviously, the Frank thing, it just... Yeah, that was a great time to meet and become good friends with Martin just because of how funny he is. And he's so quick-witted. One of the legends of St. Louis, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
He was hard to replace, and you did an unreal, amazing job.
Well, that, Doug.
But the fact that you could surpass these guys you mentioned in terms of star appeal is pretty amazing, a testament to your great career.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about people have left this show, but I don't. Am I the longest tenured person to leave the show?
Yeah, you know, 10 years into the show, your tenure is actually longer than producer Joe's.
That's what I thought. By 2 years,
which
kind of
messes me up a little bit. You
it's
know,
weird.
But Joe was on when the show started. Actually, he wasn't on from the very, very beginning, but like 2 weeks in.
But his career was cut short by anal bleeding.
That's correct.
He has a couple of he has some good anal bleeding.
You don't have any of those yet.
I don't have that
so
story.
He left 2004 to March 2013, if memory serves. So that's 9 years. And then you started it later. So you almost crossed paths with Joe, but missed by a year.
Almost.
2014 to 2024.
Yep.
There you go. So I believe that's the longest tenured person to voluntarily leave the show because the cat was on the show. And then also, coincidentally, the day after I terminated the letter of intent to buy KFNS, again, I want to emphasize that a lot of people can say, oh, there had to be a cause. But coincidentally, the day after I terminated that letter, because suddenly the terms in the agreement changed, the Plowhawk and the cat were furloughed. So was the cat and the Plowhawk terminated? Well, that's certainly in the eye of the beholder. But
yeah, the cat one's interesting. It's all about, I guess, how you word it and how you look at leaving. What's your definition of leaving? Because I've left, and like I said, I loved coming back and actually being able to do a final show and and all that, and be able to say goodbye. As
very rarely, I don't know about very rarely, because probably the Sea Monster and producer Joe.
I don't know. Pete put in two. I think Pete did
too, because he trained you, right, Jackson?
Yeah.
And what was his words of wisdom?
He said, "Don't take the opinion of anyone you don't know personally seriously. If they don't know you as a person, then their opinion should be absolutely nothing to you."
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would
Gangster
agree with
Pete.
That.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that's But producer Joe, you, Sea Monster, I guess it's more common than it feels. It just feels like you did have a lot of terminations that were not, were surprises to all of us. Some of them while we're doing the show and you're still running the board.
It was Pink Slip City.
I loved
around here for a while.
I loved how politely asking me to stay around to run Frank board.
After you get fired.
And he said, I'll make sure you get paid for it. And
you've been
like,
fired.
Okay, well, I'm still here.
You've been fired. Now get back to work.
I never listened when Prod Joe was on the show, and I'm glad because he's a douche and Plowsy's the man. It's from Wedding Tackle.
Me and Prod Joe went back and forth a bunch too, but
K-Berg.
K-Berg, yeah.
Luckily
K-Berg was like my shield at that point in time. Like I think you were more annoyed with K-Berg than me.
Were you Mazalok and K-Berg was Gersh?
I would see. Oh, that's a great yeah. Remember, that was a great story. We accidentally drafted the wrong player, Gregerson.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Or Gosman.
And then wanted someone else instead.
And we're texting Joe during the draft, and he goes, "Will you guys shut up?"
Yeah, I guess I'd be with him on that one.
Oh, and then
you
K-Berg,
get who you pick.
K-Berg came out on the message board and called Joe out. Like, this is, again, mid-draft. Everybody focused on you got a minute to draft your players and how Prod Joe's, like, messaging back and forth.
I think if you make a mistake on a fantasy draft, you have to live with it. That's your mistake.
We did. And Gosman actually was a pretty good pickup.
Turned out to be all right.
Hey, Plowsy, as a parting gift, can we just get a pic of that girthy love boy? Doug, that's from Rory Pepperpot.
Oh, that ain't going out for free.
Not until you leave here, at least.
Had Martin never left the show, this show would not have all these years of listeners wanting Doug's ass. That's American the Central West End.
Wow.
Doug, you ever think about that? How great it's been to be a sex object for a bunch of 30 and 40-year-old men?
No. No, I've never thought about that
You got
much.
Them so horny.
Well, no, that's on him, I think. It never really crosses my mind much.
Plowboy should do a private dinner, $200 a head, and tell stories about the 590, the clown nose days. That's from the Hunchback of On Castle. Plowboy, you think about hosting a banquet like at the MAC.
I think, like, you know, the eye-popping number of 200 right at the front, but some of those stories, because we've told about, I would say, 25%. give or take, but not into gory details either on the stories we typically have told.
That wouldn't be like burning bridges because nobody likes that guy anyway.
Yeah, and it's a private dinner. You know, I didn't sign an NDA when I left.
You did not sign an NDA.
So you're going to do it.
I just left. I know, I think it could be fun. Like I said, I think, like, looking back, I can't believe, for one, I've been in radio this long for what we've all been through. But also, like, I always say it, like, the stories of Five Nights, like, what we've gone through is so funny and memorable that I'm so glad it happened, because I have emails to, like, look back on. Like, I just, these are, like, core memories of getting fired, like, during a float trip, and I get off the river and I'm hired again. Like,
did you save some of those
emails?
Those
are so fun. Oh, I have all of them, dude.
You saved them.
Have every
Everything. I have a voicemails. I have text messages.
It's unbelievable.
I have the emails.
I forgot how angry I was. And how nonchalantly I would just tell them to F off. Like, some of these emails are just back and forth are, like, psychotic from both parties, really. I mean, it's just like, what are we doing? We're in radio.
I'll give Plow Career $200, but that's for head. Okay, so I thought that we were going to have some momentum.
That's going to cost
Crystal City Clam Hammer. Plow Sex. Are you sad you've never gotten to meet Big Ol' Fan? That's from Mr. Siders.
You know, he's been pretty dormant.
He did kind of go away, didn't he?
I mean, see, this is what I like to do. Sometimes
we're trying to get him to call in.
We're trying to get him to golf, too, but he didn't
golf.
That's
right. He was going to be your opponent.
The original opponent, yeah.
That's right.
And he kind of backed away a little bit. Similar to the Reddit page. Sometimes they get on this pedestal, and they just think they're ascending to the sunset. Sometimes you got to bring them down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to have butterflies around
them. So you feel like you've taken out both the Big Ol' Fan and the Reddit page?
Maybe not take them down, but just maybe have them come to more of a realization, you know, kind of a come-to-moment reality thing. So, I should. Yeah, they're still going to bash, and I'm still going to peer. But I think all the anger, hatred may be disappearing from the page.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe maybe you can build up some anger in the time that you're away with this other job and come back and really let some people
Maybe
it.
This Mets series this weekend will get you going.
Is that who they play?
That's correct. Miles Michaelis, Doug, will be on the mound in Queens tonight. If you want to get your lawn looking wonderful, how about Green Envy? Doug and I are working with Green Envy, and our lawns look amazing already. Green Envy only uses products that are formulated for our Missouri and Illinois soils, weather conditions, and turf types. No national, generic, cheap, ineffective products. With all this rain that we're going to get, spring weeds are going to explode when the weather is warm next week. So, at Green Envy, if you are a customer, there are no charges for weed touch-up or reapplying weed control for Green Envy customers. Crabgrass will be a big problem this year. Again, with the massive amount of moisture we've received, and we're about to, it's sure to wake up even the oldest crabgrass seeds. Crabgrass can lay dormant until conditions are right for up to 15 years. The conditions are right, and they will really be right next week. The number is 636-757-1600. That's 636-757-1600. Green Envy. Doug and I are clients. We recommend Green Envy to our audience as well. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. We will take a commercial break, come back with the IHOP 8 o'clock hour here on TMA.